This morning we're taking a look at familial cancer. As humans, we all have differing and interesting medical histories. But did you know that if a parent suffers from a particular type of cancer, there's a strong possibility their child might receive the same type of cancer at a younger age? Lynch syndrome is one example. It's an inherited genetic mutation that gives people an increased chance of developing certain cancers across their lifetime. A patient with Lynch syndrome has a 50% chance of passing the condition on to their children. Familial Cancer Registry Manager Lynn Schofield joins me now in the studio to tell us more. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on the MAG this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, first off, can you tell us what the Familial Cancer Registry is and what it does?
We're a registry located within Genetic Services of Western Australia, and basically we keep a record. It's a voluntary registry, so people who've got high risk of having a gene mutation or do have one, we monitor them and help them with their surveillance.
Obviously, that monitoring and keeping that record is clearly really important in kind of determining and detecting these diseases.
Well, it is. It's helpful for the family too, because if we know that someone's got a cancer, we can advise other family members that they need to watch out for that sort of cancer.
Definitely. Now, can you tell us what is Lynch syndrome and what are its effects?
Lynch syndrome is a familial cancer. It involves mistakes in four genes, known as the mismatch repair genes. It affects about 1% of all colorectal cancer cases in Western Australia. There's about 1,300 cancers a year colorectal, and about 300 of those are under 60, and they're the target population that are more likely to have a Lynch syndrome.
Sure.
You're born with the condition, but we don't test people until they're about 18 or 20 years old, because that's the time that they need to have surveillance. And generally, cancers don't occur before that age, although we have seen one. The youngest one I've seen was age 14. So,
okay.
Yeah, young people can get it. So you need to be on the lookout if you know you're from a Lynch family.
But it is out of the ordinary for people.
Out of the ordinary,
age, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what causes it?
The mismatch repair genes don't repair all the gene faults that we all have every day, so that allows a cancer to grow. And it's passed on. We don't know why it begins. We see it run in families, but often someone's going to be the first person as well. So it's a gene fault mistake.
Okay. So we don't know kind of why it happens. Do we know how it's passed on?
It's passed on at conception.
Okay. Right, well, that's fair enough, I guess. So what is the 3-2-1 rule, and how can it help us identify if we're at risk?
Well, that's sort of an older way of identifying the condition, and what it meant was that there's one case of cancer under the age of 60 or 50, two family members across three generations. But that doesn't always work, because if you've got a small family, you might not have enough relatives to express it that way. So the better way of identifying Lynch these days is to test colon tumours, particularly in people that are under 60. Those tumours, if they have Lynch syndrome, will have certain markers in them, which will be a red flag for surgeons to refer to genetics.
And so Lynch syndrome is, I guess, maybe targeting is not the right word, but it kind of affects a certain type of cancer?
The sentinel cancer is usually colon cancer, but that's not always true. Women are more susceptible to endometrial and uterine ovarian cancer.
Sure.
And we're picking up Lynch syndrome patients from women who are having their hysterectomy. But you can also have stomach, pancreatic, tumours of the renal tract. So there's an array of tumours that actually belong in this group, but there's a whole lot of other cancers that are completely unrelated.
Okay. You're listening to Fitter Happier here on the MAG, and this week we're discussing familial cancer with Lynn Schofield from the Familial Cancer Registry. I am butchering that term. Of course, it's familial. There are other inherited syndromes that can increase our risk of cancer, of course, including something called FAP, which is an acronym. Can you explain what this is?
FAP is familial adenomatous polyposis, and it's a lot rarer.
I said the acronym because I could not pronounce that. I didn't want to try.
I live with FAP all the time. There's only about 120 people in Western Australia that have FAP. It's characterised by hundreds to thousands of polyps in the bowel. Most people that have it come from a family where it's known, but there's a few new cases occasionally we come across, and they're called de novo mutations. FAP is easily identifiable, because if anyone has reason to look in your colon, they'll see the polyps. The treatment's slightly different. With Lynch syndrome, we don't recommend having your bowel out unless you develop a cancer. But with FAP, the chances of getting a cancer is almost 100%. So once the polyps become unmanageable by removal at colonoscopy, it's recommended that you have a colectomy.
Okay. So what are some of the early signs of FAP?
Well, there aren't any early signs, but it's just something that's obvious. And if someone's from a family, they'll be alerted to the fact that they are susceptible, and we would test children from about the age of 10 because that's the age that we think polyps probably start. And some people develop polyps at that age. Others don't develop them until their 30s or 40s. Just depends.
So clearly the identification of whether your family is susceptible to this is really important.
Yes, it is. Another way that FAP is sometimes identified is people go to the optometrist for an eye check and they get freckles behind the eye called Chirpies. And an alert ophthalmologist will know that is a possible symptom of FAP, and they'll refer the patient to genetics.
Right, okay. So how can it be managed?
FAP is managed by regular surveillance. As is Lynch syndrome, it's important that people have lifetime surveillance. Once the colon's removed, whatever's left also needs surveillance. And with FAP, you tend to get duodenal polyps, which are quite serious because they're difficult to remove, and often you end up having part of your duodenum and pancreas removed at the same time. So we recommend people have surveillance at an institution that is used to seeing these conditions because they are rare.
Sure. Where can people find out more about the registry if they want to get in contact?
At Genetic Services of Western Australia, which is located within King Edward Memorial Hospital, and I think there's a website.
Fantastic. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us on the MAG this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Familial Cancer Registry Manager Lynn Schofield there on Fit & Happy this week discussing familial cancer. And if you want to get in touch, head to King Edward or the website for genetic services here on the MAG and RTRFM 92.1.